Hi there. Welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. Happy to have you with us on video or on the podcast. Once again, bringing you great tips and strategies in communication that are sure to boost your business. Today, we have a terrific guest, as I always guarantee we will on the Biz Communication Show. I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Mark Zuppo from the Atlanta metropolitan area. He's a best-selling author, accomplished speaker, and successful entrepreneur. Dr. Mark Zuppo is the founder of the Multiple Streams Mastery Program and the author of more than 23 books on business startup success, personal development, and real estate business coaching. His story spans more than 35 years of experience as a highly successful real estate entrepreneur, commercial pilot, and aerospace engineer. That's quite a combination. Whether working with startups or multi-million dollar companies, his core values remain the same. And you and I will love these. Be kind, be genuine, be generous, build relationships, and always put people over profit. So it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Mark Zuppo. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to talking today.
Well, it's something I've been looking forward to ever since we scheduled this conversation. Mark, we're in a time when many people are undergoing very scary setbacks. Whether it started with the pandemic or whether it started with all the new changes that are coming in technology, there are people who are under extreme stress and they've possibly lost their position. Maybe their industry is disappearing. They've had personal problems along with that, financial setbacks. Now, my question to you is, and I know your background, I would like for you to describe for us what happened with you in the year 2006. How desperate and desolate things became for you. And then what communication principles did you apply to build your life back up to the success it is now? And before I have you answer the question, I'll quote Daniel Webster, who said, "If I were to lose all of my possessions except one, I would save the power of communication, for by it, I would soon regain all of the rest," which you have done successfully. Talk to us about that year, what your challenges were, and the path to overcoming them to become the business success you are today, Mark.
Thank you for asking, Bill. You know, the one thing that I learned many years ago that I could always rely on were two things, myself and change. Once you accept change, because change is the only constant you can count on, once you accept change, then it makes the road much easier to travel. Just prior to 2006, 2007, I lost a son in a car accident. My 16-year-old son, he was a wonderful kid, destined for the U.S. Navy. He wanted to be a pilot, was studying hard for that, and unfortunately, we lost him in a car accident. And shortly after that, my wife of 30 years contracted cancer, and unfortunately, she did not survive that. I spent a year of searching every opportunity, every means, every physician, every possibility to save her. And unfortunately, when she was diagnosed at that point, we knew that she would not survive because there was no treatment and no cure for what she had, the type of cancer she had, very rare form of cancer. And after that, though I had been very successful, I was planning on retiring at 50 years old. Unfortunately, the real estate market took a huge turn south. The one thing that I had going in my favor was in my entire life, two things were in the background, aviation and real estate. And I started real estate when I was 19 years old and learned everything I could learn about it. But in 2007, when the real estate market crashed, when the mortgage bubble burst, and myself, along with many people in this country, lost a great deal, if not everything. And I lost everything. It was my only source of income. So at 50 years old, I found myself depressed after losing a son, clinically depressed after losing my wife, losing my business, homeless, foreclosed. I had 11 foreclosures, homeless, foreclosed, bankrupt, unemployed, and clinically depressed. It was a difficult time in my life.
Is there any picture that could be any darker than that? I mean, you've painted, it reminds me of so many years ago, and it may have been even silent movies, I'm not sure, but there was a classic movie, The Perils of Pauline. And if you've ever heard of that, our viewers and listeners have, everything that imaginable could happen to Pauline. And certainly this was the case with you. So you were in the darkest time that a person could have. What was your next step? What did you do to communicate your way back to success?
Well, coincidentally, your quote at the beginning, excuse me, of our conversation tells it all. Communication was one of the things that I had left. After everything else had been taken away, I was able to communicate. And I knew as long as I could do that, I can certainly talk my way back to some form of success just by being communicative and trying to build relationships again. Unfortunately, I lost many relationships after 2007. But as an aviation enthusiast, and aviation, again, has been my passion as well as real estate. Real estate gave me the opportunity to study aviation. And the one very important and almost singularly critical skill to have in aviation is communication. And it was through that I was able to learn not only the language of aviation, but the language of business, and use that as best I could to communicate and build relationships with people that might help me get out of the hole that I was in and start to achieve again.
What was your experience in aviation, Mark?
Well, interestingly, when I was young also, when I was 20 years old, I did not have a degree, but I wanted to be a pilot in the worst kind of way. Actually, I wanted to be an astronaut. And as a funny sideline, I applied to NASA to be an astronaut, and I was for 3 days. From the day they got my request to be an astronaut till 3 days later when they sent me the "no, you're not going to be an astronaut" letter. But being in aviation, there are many things to learn. And the first is discipline. I learned discipline. I learned situational awareness, which is critical in business nowadays. You have to know where you are in the scheme of things in order to know where you want to be and then to work to achieve that goal. But aviation, the training has always been crucial to my business, whether I knew it or not. And the leadership training, the commanding training, the communication skills, the human factors awareness, situational awareness, and those things were critical to me building a business back again from nothing.
One thing that you wouldn't know, but I have a twin brother who has been a commercial pilot. He was with Continental Express and People, and he's still flying now, instructing and doing some flying. And one of the things that he and I talked about one time, and I'm sure this has been very valuable for you, and it's valuable for everybody who wants to communicate effectively and to have a strong business. Every pilot, of course, has a checklist. There's no way you would crank it up without a checklist. And one of the very first seminars I ever taught, Mark, years and years ago, I became very involved in studying time management. And so the first seminars I ever did were on time management. And of course, a big part of that is your checklist. And I'm sure that's, I would imagine as a highly successful real estate trainer, coach and teacher and guide, I would imagine checklists are a part of what you do every day.
No question. In fact, I teach, when I teach real estate agents, as well as when I teach multi-engine flight instruction, the checklist is paramount. And if you think about it, it can certainly be adapted from aviation to business. Without a checklist, then you don't have a plan, you have a dream. And the checklist is paramount to making those things happen. I mean, it requires discipline, attitude, camaraderie, leadership, awareness, and the ability to listen, but you have to have a game plan. And the easiest game plan in the world is the checklist. Start here, go there next. And it works really well in business.
Yes, Mark, we have other topics that we're going to cover. It's fascinating to hear your bounce back from as low as an individual could get, in my opinion. And we'll hear more about that right after this message.
Do you wish you felt confident about giving speeches? Do you want to deal with difficult people constructively? And what about becoming more persuasive in sales? Then keep listening now to Dr. Bill Lampton. He spent 20 years in management, so he knows the communication skills you need for success. I urge you to call the Biz Communication Guy today for a no-cost but very valuable 30-minute discussion about your communication challenges. Call now, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300.
Mark, I've noticed, of course, as I reviewed your profile on LinkedIn and became acquainted with the different types of training that you do, it's apparent to me that you help people maximize their presence on LinkedIn. That's a part of what you do with your real estate agents that you're training and with business leaders as well. So let's talk about LinkedIn for a few minutes. One of the points I'd like to start with is, what would you say in the training that you provide, what are the most common mistakes that you find people making on LinkedIn that you advise them not to make and give them some alternative ways to strengthen their participation there instead?
Certainly. I love LinkedIn. It's a great professional platform. And that's a key point to make, that it is a professional platform. There are dynamic personalities and bountiful talents and highly intelligent people on LinkedIn. So the one key factor is when you present yourself on LinkedIn is to present yourself showing your skills, your ability, and your education. And to do that, your profile needs to be as advanced as it can be. And I think that's the primary place to start, is to present yourself in a way that describes your value, describes your offer, and describes you in a trustworthy and dependable manner.
So what are some of the flaws that we should avoid, that you see people blundering their way through LinkedIn? What are some of the pointers to caution us, you know, against these kind of practices which don't reflect well on our brand, our image, or even on us personally?
Well, certainly when you have a profile on the internet, on the web, it is an everlasting profile. And so you want it to be professional, you want it to speak the truth, you want it to be valuable. And your value proposition is what people will recognize you for. One of the things is not failing to listen to other people. The stories in people's profiles are absolutely thrilling to read sometimes. And you want to not be exposed in an unprofessional manner, but you certainly want to present yourself in a professional manner as well. So learning to listen to other people, to really find out what they need is number one. That's crucial, and it's a mistake that most people make. They're willing to sell themselves on LinkedIn without listening to actually what people want. The second thing is not being open and objective. Certainly everyone has their own opinion, their own perception, and their own views of what's good, what's valuable, what's not, what's political as well. And LinkedIn isn't a place to talk politics. It's a place to talk business, and it's a place to talk professionalism. So making sure that you're open and objective and not failing to be so, you know, when communicating with other people. A third thing is is being open to your own critique. If someone sees, so, you know, if you stand in the forest, all you see is trees. And unfortunately, you see the ones closest to you and you judge all trees by the one that's closest to you. So many times we forget that what other people see isn't exactly our perception of ourselves. So it's very important to be open to critique and listen to other people as well, so that we can maximize our profile.
Those are excellent tips. To me, your first point about listening. So many people go onto LinkedIn, and to them, it's a broadcast opportunity. There's a friend of mine, Jim Curlin, who teaches sales, and Jim says that some people seem to be opera fans because all they can sing is me, 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 me. And it's very important. It's not just a broadcast. It's not just presenting ourselves. It's interaction, as you're saying. And to interact, you first have to listen to the other person. And how I would underscore your point about staying away from your own agendas, whether it's politically, ethically, socially, whatever. This is a business spot, and you definitely are going to weaken your brand, in my judgment and in my observation, if you get away from that. And one of the things that many of us have learned is that if you get into topics which are going to be extremely controversial and not related to business, mm-hmm. you're not going to change anybody's opinion. And chances are you're going to lose credibility, and you will drive people away.
I agree. I tell people, and I try to practice this myself, I turn off the radio station WII-FM.
Yes.
What's in it for me?
Yes.
Because it's not for me. It's for you. And I believe that one of the most valuable things that I've ever done is when I continue to take courses for real estate, which are ethics courses. And as a commercial pilot, as a flight instructor, as a real estate broker, ethics is everything. It's number one. I believe that there's no other course that instills, develops, motivates, and inspires, and educates oneself for others. Because I believe in people first, and that's the focus that you should have on LinkedIn.
Absolutely, and one of the best tips I got when I first got into LinkedIn, and I'll get back to what I said a minute ago about you're not there to broadcast yourself and your services. Certainly, they're on your profile, and you can make comments and allusions to them at times. But the most valuable way of building your followers, your connections, your admirers, your advocates, and people who may even become your clients, the best way is to interact with what other people are saying, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I believe in delivering value. And the secondary condition is not only to deliver value, but to be sincere about what you're giving. And when you're sincere, it doesn't cost anything to build a relationship and to be friendly. and giving away some of what you know is crucial, in my opinion, to helping build relationships.
I want to get back to your comment about station WIFM. For many years, when I've been directing seminars or giving speeches, I ask the participants, what's your favorite radio station? And they give out four call letters of different types. And I will look at the group and I'll say, no, that's not your favorite station. They say, oh, yes, it is. I said, no, your favorite station might be WIFM. What's in it for me? And then we make the point that that's the most destructive way to present yourself. And I love what I said about you in the introduction. Be generous, be genuine, be authentic, and be other-centered as well. Mark, you do a great deal of speaking. You do a great deal of training, directing seminars. This is something you've developed very noteworthy skills in. So as a speech coach, I would like to know, what are some of the key points that you cover when you are speaking to a group? What are some of the strategies and techniques and maybe preparation and delivery methods that you use yourself?
You know, no one can tell me that I don't talk a lot. I love to speak, and speaking is a real passion for me. But what I've learned in the last number of years speaking is a lot. I've learned from a lot of people as well, good speakers and bad. I've learned what not to do, and I've learned what to do. But one of the core focuses, one of the things that you have to pay attention to when you're speaking to people is your awareness of self and your awareness of them. It's not only what you have to say, but it's what folks want and need to hear as well. So your awareness, your compassion, your mercy, your empathy are crucial when delivering a message to people, because not only do you want them to understand it, you want them to comprehend it, and you want them to feel as though you're speaking to them individually, each and every one. And the first thing is to know your audience. You need to speak to them and not at them. And many speakers do that wrong. They do it the other way around. And that's not what a good presentation, not what a good speaking platform is for. The second thing is to put yourself in their shoes. No matter what the subject, no matter what the business or the people that you're talking to, it isn't my point of view that's important. It's their point of view that's important. And I firmly believe that. So it's their point of view that you need to address when you talk of it. Acknowledging one's position in life and relationship to everyone else. I use a lot of self-effacing humor when I talk to groups, and I do that for a reason, because it helps to show that I'm just as human as they are, and I have the same bills to pay, and I have the same kids to train and the cars to fix and house to maintain as everybody else. And because I'm on stage and I'm the guy with the microphone, doesn't mean I'm any different than anybody in the audience. And I truly believe that. When you speak to people, you have to respond passionately to educating and inspire them. Folks can watch the news any day of the week, any time of the day, and it's almost never good. And that's unfortunate. But if you want to inspire people to their own personal greatness, their own personal development, then you have to be passionate about the message that you're going to deliver. It has to be true, it has to be meaningful, and it has to be of value to them specifically, so that when they leave, they say, I swear he was talking just to me. And part of that as well is building a relationship with people. It's absolutely important to build a relationship with them. Again, they have to know that you are a genuine person with the same problems and the same emotions as them. And that helps move people to action to improve and seek out their own personal development. There are many more nuances to speaking to people, but I believe those are the key concentrations, and those are the ones I focus on when I speak to people.
Those are great, great points. And it brings to mind for me, where, on your point where you're talking about just because you're a speaker doesn't make you an incredible authority. You need to keep that humility. It reminds me so much of Edward R. Murrow. Many people of today's era might not know who Edward R. Murrow was, but he was a famed radio correspondent during World War II, and then, of course, became a television personality afterwards. And Edward R. Murrow was revered in the broadcasting industry. He had a group of people such as Charles Kuralt and others who were on their way up, and they would gather at a bar late in the day in New York City, and Murrow's boys, as they were called, there was one statement that I've heard quoted many times. He said to them, "I want you to recognize that because you can speak to millions of people now doesn't make you any smarter than you were before you could speak to two or three people." In our age of technology, in our age of the internet, in our age when our audience is not just those people we happen to be standing before, whether it's 200 or 500 or 600 or 35 people, we've got a worldwide audience. But that point you made, I want to give special emphasis to the power to communicate with the world doesn't make us any smarter. In fact, it challenges us, doesn't it, to become as well informed as we can.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter how many degrees you have or experience you have or how worldly you are. There are times when my kids ask me a question and I look at them and go, "I don't know, but I'll find out."
And that's a good thing to say to adults as well.
Yes, really.
Yes. Mark, this has been fascinating, informative, inspiring. I know that our Biz Communication Show viewers and listeners will want to know more about you and particularly your contact information. So please share that with us now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You can certainly reach me at my website, markzuppo.com, or my office number at 844-257-7653. And if none of those work, just Google me. I'm all over the internet.
Good old Google. Good old Google. Thank you for that. And I encourage anyone who wants to improve their communication skills to get in touch with Mark, a guy who came from the depths of despair, despondency, and debt. And that's a pretty good combination describing it. And came back to be at the top of the business world and have great respect among all those who know him. And now that Mark has given his contact information, I'm delighted to give mine. Invite you to go to my YouTube channel, go to the search bar on YouTube, and then just type in my moniker there, which on YouTube is Bill Lampton, PhD. And when you go there, I have a brief introductory video. Watch that. And at the end of it, there's a subscribe button. Hit the subscribe button. You'll have access not only to this interview, but to probably about 75 other interviews on the Business Communication Show, Biz Communication Show, and also many individual instruction videos as well. And then, of course, I encourage you to go to my website. Since I'm the Biz Communication Guy, that's my moniker. The website is bizcommunicationguy.com. You'll find out about my services for corporations and individuals. Then after you've done that, please give me a phone call, 678-316-4300. I'm eager to talk with you, an initial call with no obligation, eager to talk with you about your communication challenges, and we'll discuss how I can help you find solutions to them. Mark, before we go, any closing comments to pull all this together for us?
No, I actually have a moniker as well. It's the right message, the right people at the right time. So be kind, be genuine, be generous, build relationships, and always put people before profit. Thank you very much for having me on, Bill.
Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to another time down the line when we can do this again. Thanks very much to those of you who joined us on the video portion of the Biz Communication Show. Thank you for those listening to us on the podcast. Be with us for our next edition of the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy.